Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We go now to Washington State, where the Okanagan Complex of Fires has erupted into the biggest wildfire in that state's history, with more than 300,000 acres across the state believed to be burning, including farm and ranch land that are home to thousands of animals, crops, and the livelihoods of people who work the land there. Even with more than 1,000 firefighters battling the blaze, the Okanagan Complex is just 10% contained at this point. Joining me now with more from the city of Twisp in the northern part of Washington State is Anna King. She's correspondent for the Northwest News Network. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
What is the latest on the condition of the fire and its spread?
The conditions on the fire have calmed in the last day or so. There's been a little bit less wind, so firefighters have been able to make some good progress in certain areas. But a lot of these fires are still very much not contained, and the firefighters are working on multiple fronts, and the fire is kind of moving in fingers across the landscape. So the surface area of these fire fronts and the valleys and the steep terrain that it gets into is really hard to fight. There's not just one line that walks forward. It's kind of like a hand into the landscape. And so there's multiple fire angles, and the wind, as it changes, moves that fire line dramatically back and forth over lines that they thought they had established. So it's very complex.
And you've been talking to firefighters out there on the line about the challenges of battling these blazes in that terrain. What are they telling you?
Yeah, for instance, this man named Lieutenant Kurt Stitch, you know, he's a part of a fire and rescue team, and he talked to me on the south side of Lake Chelan in an area that's burning very near to homes. He told me that the crew had to look out for boulders on the fire line.
As the fire burns, the things that hold a lot of those rocks that have been sitting up there for years, as those disappear, those rocks are coming down. I mean, we're seeing 100, 200, 300-pound rocks coming rolling down the hill. We have that, rattlesnakes, and all the kinds of the other things that are up here. Bees are another big issue right now. A number of our guys have been stung multiple times.
Anna King, there's also the huge challenge of livestock, farm animals in the area. I mentioned earlier there's a great deal of farm and ranch land around here.
Yeah, in fact, just yesterday I was up into some active fire with a rancher in his pickup. We were going up some really rough roads and into some areas that frankly made me really afraid. There was burning trees and burning stumps just right along the roadway as we passed in the pickup, and it was burning across the road in several places. We were going to check on his cattle, which are up in some of these high mountain meadows, and it's really pretty scary for these guys. These are millions of dollars of cattle and genetics, bloodlines that they've worked on for generations that are up here in these fires, and there's no place to put them that's safe. He said, I could walk these cows all downhill, but then I'd have to risk my granddaughters and my grandsons and everybody on horseback to get them out of here. And he said, you know, these cattle are worth a lot, but they're not worth my family.
You also spent a little bit of time with a horse rancher.
I did. You know, in fact, these horse ranchers were having to evacuate their animals, not only because of the threat of fire, which was all around them when they came out, but the air quality is so poor that some of these horses are developing asthma kind of conditions, and they're athletes. You know, these are horses that you see in the Olympics. And in fact, I talked to one gal, Tuli Bodishilich, who told me that she helped evacuate in the caravan 15 horses and five trucks and trailers out of the burning landscape just last week.
Definitely shocking. I mean, once we got all the horses loaded up and headed out, we headed down valley, and I mean, it was dark at that point, so you can basically only see the fire, and that's all pretty shocking.
Anna King, before we let you go, they've imported firefighters and administrators from places as far away as Australia. What are the experts saying about the prospects this week for starting to contain the Okanagan complex?
I think that the locals who know this country are telling me this is going to be burning until the snow flies. So we're talking about, you know, late October, November, December. So the fire officials are hoping for a little bit of help from some possible rains this weekend. But if that brings wind and not rain, we could really see the fire grow.
Anna King, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anna King is correspondent for the Northwest News Network.